Good morning, 810 here on the Mighty 690, as we have a bit of a loud morning here, not only on the radio, but outside too, as that thunder is kind of noisy. And we have Pete Walterscheid joining us here, and you guys are expecting to make some noise and have some fun tonight in the Spencer Rounds Theater at CCC, right?
Well, right. That's right, James. Yes, we're doing our April Foolery Show, which is probably about the fifth or sixth one I've done in the last 10 years. And it promises to be a good one. I've got two other magicians lined up, including myself. We have a comedy magician and a mentalist, and me, who's just the plain fool part. And so we plan on having a good time, starting at 7:30 tonight at the Spencer Rounds Theater. Free admission. It's kind of like giving back to the community. I know there's a lot of people that, money's tight nowadays. And it's kind of nice to be able to put on a free show. And the college is sponsoring this. And these fellas, they're just getting their expenses paid more or less to come down here because they're friends of mine. And we've been friends for a long time. And we'll have a good time. Good show.
Well, that's fantastic. So, we've got lots to cover here, Pete, but I was just kind of idea popped in my head. What got you into magic? Because I know you've been doing this for a little while, but what actually got you started with this?
Well, I actually got started from my uncle. You know, my uncle only knew one trick. He used to do this trick with a Ritz cracker, but, he is a strange fella. He knew the exact month, day, and hour he was going to die. Isn't that something?
Really?
Well, the judge told him.
Oh, okay. That's a good one. Is that his joke?
Just a joke. No, actually, it all had to do with I didn't get into it as a kid. I didn't really care that much for magic. I know there's a period when most boys go through that, and now a lot of girls do too. But I was about to graduate from college when I came home and this new exciting thing came out on TV called HBO. It was a new thing back in the 70s, and it was the mid-70s when I first saw a magician. His name was Di Vernon, do this stuff, thing with cups and balls. They said there were no camera trickery, and I said, that's impossible. There's no way this guy can do that stuff that he did without camera trickery. So I started delving into going into talking to sleight of hand people, going to conventions, and getting to meet people that, and I learned the right way. I didn't learn by watching any type of videos or whatever like that. I learned by on-hand experience and by books, amassing a library, and have a whole wall of books and learn the sleight of hand part. So I never really spent a lot of time in a magic store buying magic tricks.
Gotcha. Well, no, I've seen you perform at places around town, and the Brown Mansion and Vaught in the Ville, and it is oh so much fun. So that is going to be great. And I know, of course, with the other folks that will be joining you, you have a mentalist, right?
Right. Yeah.
And what is that?
Well, a lot of people ask me just exactly what is a mentalist. Well, a lot of mentalists start out as magicians, I'll tell you the difference in it. When I perform a magic trick or when a magician goes to performing a routine, we want everything exact. In other words, if I'm going to produce a rabbit out of a hat, I want to make sure I know where the rabbit is and how to get it in the hat, and so that there can be no mistakes. A mentalist does more of thinking on their feet. So their effects deal with people's minds for the most part. Depending upon how a person answers, they may go a certain different direction. So they're more or less kind of like a magician that is a much more intuitive. They deal a lot with probability, whereas magicians like myself, we don't like probability. We like 100% for the trick to work. We don't like it to fail.
If you saw the lady in half, you want her to go back together and everything.
Exactly. But a mentalist kind of goes wherever the person takes them. Hopefully, it doesn't always work, but most of the time can create very astounding effects.
Gotcha. And people sometimes, they're like, oh, is this magic? Is this they get started talking about astrology and all into all sorts of things. But no, this is just this is just some fun for this is family fun, right?
Yeah, this is complete family fun. That's right. It's what we call we'll be performing on the front part of the stage. No big illusions. No big It's what you would call a cabaret type magic, is type of magic that would be performed for a local Lions club or a Rotary Club dinner or something like that, and we're all adept at that. And this is different than all kids will enjoy it as well, but this is not a kid show by any means. This is entertainment for the entire family, and adults will get a big kick out of it too, because we've got some miracles lined up.
Well, that's wonderful. And hey, I know you said something about having a trick that maybe we could do on the radio.
Well, yes, right. This is a trick. It's kind of a mentalism trick, you might say. So it involves a knife, a spoon, and a fork. So if you have those available, just put them on a table, arrange them any way you want to, knife, spoon, and fork. Or if you don't have that with you, just take three pieces of paper and write knife, spoon, and fork on it if you want to do that. And just arrange them any way you want to on the table. And it's very important that you, once you get it arranged, to be absolutely certain the way you want to get it arranged, because the outcome may be different depending upon how you do it. So we're going to see how that works.
I got my papers ready.
Oh, okay. We ready to do this?
Yep. Yep.
Okay. Well, this uses the right and the left hemisphere, both of the brain. So look at your three items that you've got there on the table, and we'll start with the spoon first. Okay. Now, if there's an item to the right of the spoon, exchange it with the spoon. All right.
Okay.
But if there is not an item to the right of the spoon, just leave it the way it is.
All right.
All right. Okay. Now we'll go to the left hemisphere. Take a look now at your knife. If there's an object to the left of the knife, exchange that object with the knife. All right. But if there's not an object to the left of the knife, just leave it where it is.
Okay.
Okay. And then one last move. We're going to go back to the right hemisphere of the brain. Okay. So this involves the fork. If there's an object to the right of the fork, exchange that object with the fork. If not, leave the fork where it is. Now then, you have a certain arrangement. I want you to take the item on the left, the item far on the left, and either sit on it or put it behind you to get it out of the way. That leaves two items on the table. I want you to pick up the sharpest of the two in your left hand and the other one in your right hand. Now, I predict in your right hand you have the spoon.
That's right.
And in your left hand, you're holding the fork.
Yep.
And what you're sitting on or behind you is the knife.
You got it.
Yeah. You know how I know that?
How do you know that?
Hindsight.
You got it. So that's a preview of the malarkey that we have coming
at
you.
That's exactly right. Have you been pranked yet this day?
You know, surprisingly, I have not personally. I do have a jelly bean that's going to be pooping out some jelly, or a bunny that's going to be pooping out some jelly beans later.
Right.
So we might pass that around. But
okay.
Over on 98.1, we did briefly convert it to all polka today.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, exciting!
It was exciting. Yeah, it was 98.1 the tuba, K tub.
Oh yeah. Well, I used to play in a band, and there was always somebody that would request a polka, and we had Beer Barrel Polka was the only one we knew. We had some 240 songs in our little swing band that we played, and we had one polka, and always somebody would come up and say, would you play a polka? And sure enough, we would, the old Beer Barrel Polka, and everybody would come out on the floor and dance.
Oh, that's so great. That is so great. Well, Pete, if folks tuning in, when, where? Can we check out the show tonight?
Sure. It's going to be at the Spencer Rounds Theater. Now, that would be the Coffeyville College Theater, right there on the corner of Willow and 11th Street. And doors open at 7 o'clock. And if weather permitting, we're expecting pretty much a full crowd, because usually the auditorium does fill up. So doors open at 7. The show will start promptly at 7:30 and will run approximately 90 minutes. And it'll be a variety show of good family fun, and I'm sure everybody will have a have a good time. I know at least we will, and you'll get the entertainment for the price it's worth. I'll tell you that.
That's
for
right.
Sure. Yeah,
just like this radio show. So, right. Well, that is fantastic. It's going to be a wonderful time. We hope the weather holds off, and you know, everyone can just take in the show. It's going to be a great time, and we appreciate you. You know, Pete, you wrangling this all together, and just a wonderful way that people can have something fun to do.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I enjoy doing it, and it's no problem at all to call up my friends and say, hey, come down here and let's do a free show. And sometimes they'll look at me kind of cross-eyed, but then the other times I'll find a good buddy of mine that's a professional that'll say, let's do it.
That's great. Now, Pete, do you do anything like birthday parties or any other events kind of
No,
thing?
I really don't.
Okay.
I got out of the kids show
yep.
magic,
yep.
So I don't really do kids anymore. I'm pretty much retired now, but I did fairs and festivals all through Kansas and Missouri and some in Oklahoma. I did street performing. I did that down in Tulsa, had a fringe fest down there, and I did some street performing there. And so mostly it's been cocktail hours and that type of thing, and corporate shows.
Okay.
I do quite a bit of corporate. I used to do quite a bit of corporate shows, but no, not so much the kid show stuff.
Gotcha. But you're still performing here on a limited basis, and
that's right. I don't actively seek shows,
sure.
But I do what I want to do, and I don't do what I don't want to do.
Well, that's good for you. Well, if someone does want to get a hold of you, maybe they've got a wild idea or something, and maybe they want to try to twist your arm. What's the best way to get a hold of you?
Well, I used to have a website, which I don't anymore, but I do have a Facebook page, which is a public page, which is Magic by Pete, and they can contact me through there, or they can just give me a call at my house. I'm one of those few people that still have their name and number in the phone book.
Good for you.
So that's for all you millennials out there. Phone book used to be white pages and yellow pages and have all these phone numbers.
It's names and numbers.
Yeah, names and numbers, right.
All right. Well, Pete, I really appreciate you coming on by here this morning on a stormy, thundery, weird morning.
Okay, right.
Mother Nature is playing some weird tricks on us here, I guess. So I hope everyone can come out and see you at Spencer Rounds Theater. Do you have like a hat with bells or something? I mean, I feel like that's good. You're going to be as a jester. So.
No. As a matter of fact, I tell you what, I perform as the drunk in Spotlight Theaters, the drunkard, and you know, he might just show up for something.
Oh, okay.
So I'm not sure, but we'll see if the drunk shows up for something to happen tonight.
Okay. Well, and that's very good. And I'll inform our KGGF listeners. We might actually, if this rain goes away here, we may have some coverage of a special stick horse race that's going to be happening in the Walmart parking lot
really?
Here later today.
Oh, so, wow. That would be fun.
Yeah. So you might
see that.
You have to tune in right here on KGGF. We'll see what happens on this April Fool's Day. So.
Okay.
All right. Appreciate you stopping on by here, Pete.
Well, thank you, James.
All right. Pete Walterscheid here on the Mighty 690. And we have open line. That is straight ahead here on KGGF.